News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, for the latest on that crash at LaGuardia Airport, we're joined by Terry Sheridan, News Director of WSHU Public Radio. Morning, Terry.
Hey, morning, Anton.
Can you bring us up to speed? This is a very unusual crash, fire truck and a plane, and I believe two dead at this point.
Yeah, right now the reports are, nothing has been confirmed officially, but this is what sources are telling multiple news outlets here, that the pilot and co-pilot of the Air Canada flight were killed when it hit the emergency vehicle, the fire truck, on the runway at LaGuardia Airport. Now, that fire truck had been cleared to cross the runway. It was attending to another incident with another plane involving a door when it was struck by the landing Air Canada jet. Now, we have heard various numbers about how many people have been injured. We can confirm 13 at least were injured, but as we just heard, you know, it could be much more. It was one of the small regional commuter jets. It was actually operated by Jazz Aviation for Air Canada. So it wasn't a major big, you know, seven Boeing. It was a commuter jet, basically. Still to be determined was how fast, well, obviously why the fire truck and the plane were given permission to be at the same place, but how fast the plane was going. There have been several reports that it was going as fast as 100 miles an hour, some 30 miles an hour when it struck. But again, pictures and video from the scene show the nose pretty much sheared off the plane.
And I assume the aircraft was evacuated in place on the runway.
Absolutely. I mean, again, passengers were taken out by emergency doors mid-plane and brought into ambulances or into buses to be taken into the terminal.
And the NTSB investigation obviously will get underway immediately. And I presume the central focus of all of it will be how there could have been a fire truck on an active runway.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the fire truck did get permission to cross the runway to attend to another situation. Who gave that and who gave the permission for the plane to land? That's going to obviously be the focus of the investigation. And also, did weather, I mean, we had a rainy, foggy night. It's still raining here in New York City. Did that play a role in the crash?
Now, obviously, Newark, not as significant in traffic terms as JFK or rather, LaGuardia, not as significant as Newark or as JFK, but still significant with obviously any closure having an impact around the wider region. Is it still closed?
Oh, absolutely. It'll be closed at least until 2 o'clock, according to the Port Authority officials. 400 flights have already been canceled. LaGuardia handles about 900 flights in any given business day. So already half the flights into and out of LaGuardia have been canceled.
Terry, thank you very much. That is Terry Sheridan, who is News Director at WSHU Public Radio.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.